The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus passed through towns and villages, teaching as he went and making his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, "Lord, will only a few people be saved?" He answered them, "Strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. After the master of the house has arisen and locked the door, then will you stand outside knocking and saying, 'Lord, open the door for us.' He will say to you in reply, 'I do not know where you are from.' And you will say, 'We ate and drank in your company, and you taught in our streets.' Then he will say to you, 'I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, all you evildoers.' And there will be wailing and grinding of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves cast out. And people will come from the east and the west, and from the north and the south, and will recline at table in the kingdom of God. For behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last." The Gospel of the Lord. There's a sense here that, say, some people, at least one person, the crowd following Jesus, that the kingdom of God is the people's birthright. And by virtue of the fact of Jesus being around them, teaching in their streets, their being at a party with him, or them seeing him teaching, that they were to inherit the kingdom of God. And what we see in the passage is that Jesus is saying it's not any cursory allegiance, is not any kind of national inheritance that makes a difference, but their familiarity, their investment in Jesus himself, their loving Jesus, their knowing God in and through Jesus, their serving him both as it is in their lives, in their total lives, but also in reaching out to their neighbor. Because here Jesus is saying that there are people around you, people with whom you would rather fight or wage war, who will inherit the kingdom of God before you. And it's no easy task. Again, it's no casual observance. And so for us, although it's very difficult to draw some of these passages out of their context, because here Jesus is, it's quite clear, Luke is saying he's making his way to Jerusalem. So here he is headed for that final confrontation with the power of evil, with the powers that oppress us. And all the people around him think that he's going to overthrow Rome. And so they're asking, will we be saved in that conflict? But we can draw it out of that particular context, and we can say, too, the same for us, that we need to strive to enter the narrow gate. We're not going to sit back this morning and say, okay, Jesus, how many? Will only a few people be saved? And Jesus says, most of you are going to be saved, so don't really worry about it. Right? He doesn't say that. He doesn't say, really hardly anyone's going to be saved, so also don't worry about it, right? Don't do whatever you want because it doesn't really matter. But we know that we know this without Jesus, but we certainly know it with him, that our decisions, that what we think and how we act, it all makes a difference. It all makes a difference. And the most important thing for us today is to choose Jesus himself, is to come here and cast off all of those idols that I'm going to be talking about a lot, I think, but cast off all those things that would distract us from loving God. Throw away all anything that would be an obstacle to our coming to know and love and serve God more fully. Come before him with purity of heart today, as best as we can muster it, that we want to love Jesus, and we don't want to have this kind of cursory, yeah, we saw you do some stuff, and so kind of like let us in because we saw you do stuff. No, we want to be with him. We want to have our lives, in fact, conformed to his, that the narrow gate itself is Jesus. And it's when we come to look like Jesus because we love him and we serve him, it's when we come to look like Jesus that we can enter that narrow gate, that we have found for ourselves already eternal life, and that we have the promise of life also in the age to come.